This is Matt Wells at UN News. 75 minutes of intense physical activity per week. That's all it takes to avoid serious diabetes, cancer, dementia and mental health problems, according to the World Health Organization, WHO. In an interview with UN News, Dr. Regina Guthold tells Daniel Johnson that one in three women and one in four men don't do enough physical activity to stay fit.
So we looked globally how much percent of the adult population does not reach this threshold where you would start to get a health benefit from physical activity. And we saw that globally, it's more than a quarter of adults that do not meet these recommendations. And that is unevenly distributed between men and women. It's 23% of men globally and 32% of women.
And you're finding that the wealthier a country, the more inactive they are.
Yes, that is correct. And that comes along with countries getting richer, countries urbanize. People tend to move from rural areas where they maybe used to work as farmers with a heavy manual work to cities. And they find themselves either without a job or doing a job in an industry where they have a very sedentary work. So they're not being active at work anymore. So these transitions that countries go through, with the richer countries being less active, that's one of the reasons that the jobs get less active and sedentary. So that means countries, as they transition, they need to create the spaces for people to be more active during leisure time and also for transport.
So you're asking for local governments and cities to provide pavements and to also provide more parks and recreation facilities. I thought one of the interesting things you said in an earlier press conference was that people's recreation, there's so much going on online now, particularly with children, and this report was only for adults. I mean, I dread to think what you might find for children.
So we have collected very similar data for children. Also, we have produced estimates for children, but they're not published yet. But I can say that the picture does not look very different for children. Many, many children are not meeting the WHO recommendations. They're even harder to meet. Children are supposed to move more than adults. They're supposed to do an hour of activity a day. And very few children globally do meet these recommendations.
Right. So what should adults be aiming for? How much activity? What kind of activity? What's the magic number?
Any kind of activity is good, be it at work, at home, for transport, during leisure time. Adults should be aiming at doing 150 minutes of moderate activity per week. That could be faster walking or cycling or swimming, could also be work in the garden, some light work or some recreational volleyball. So any type of moderate activity that makes you breathe harder and makes your heart rate go up would be okay. It could also be vigorous activity. If the intensity is higher, you can do less. 75 minutes of vigorous activity would be enough.
In a week.
In a week, yes. So that's 1 hour, 15 minutes of vigorous activity per week. That is playing soccer or playing tennis, fast bicycling, or very heavy lifting could be at work. More is better.
More is better. I was going to say, what are the risks of not following your recommendations? What's going to happen to us if we don't move around enough?
So you increase your risks to get in bad health. Physical inactivity, I should say, is a risk factor to develop chronic disease such as heart disease, stroke. It gets a bigger risk of developing specific types of cancers, influences mental health, weight control, so many, many factors.
And what's the biggest challenge, do you think, in terms, we've already mentioned the way that people's recreational leisure time is spent maybe online, so they're not moving in a way that perhaps they might have kicked a football when they were younger. But how can we perhaps harness technology and innovation to help people move a bit more?
In my opinion, the most important thing is to create environments where people have the opportunity to be active. Create parks, create safe places where people can walk. I think this is a very big challenge. As cities get bigger, make sure that they're not only good for cars, but also for cyclists, for people that want to walk in a safe environment.
And you're seeing that the problem of inactivity isn't just exclusive to richer nations, it's also happening more and more to middle-income countries. Mm-hmm. How close are middle-income countries to reaching dangerous levels of inactivity, and how far off are low-income countries, because they seem to be far more active than everybody else?
middle-income countries, the percentage of people not reaching the recommended levels is 28%. So that's almost a third of the population. That is quite a high level already. And low-income countries is still relatively low, that's 16%. But if nothing is done as countries transition, the problem will increase. And what we're aiming for globally is to reduce insufficient activity by 15% by 2030.